This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Hi, there's the familiar open to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. TalkRadioCountdownShow.com is where you hear the weekly archives, the weekly podcast of this broadcast. And because it's Thanksgiving weekend, the normal other player beside me, Michael Harrison, is with his family and his new grandson. So that means that I have brought, it takes two people to replace Michael. How about that? And they're both talk radio savants. I've started using that word. I kind of like that.
I can't.
Holland Cook is
gobble,
a,
gobble.
Is a turkey, yes, and has been in the throes of radio, especially talk radio. He's been a music guy, like all of us have been. Bob Klopfenstein, who has run some of the best talk radio programs and stations in the country.
You can call me Bob K.
I know. Well, I do call
you. Only my family calls me by my last name.
Well, only you and I refer to each other by our real names. Mm-hmm. Bob's real name is Marvin, and my real name is Dudley. And there's a duck story that goes with that that's probably not worth repeating at this point in time that Holland will share with you at some time, an appropriate time. It's a radio duck story, but it's not important. In
from
the
WBZ.
And WBZ Boston.
Get this, within a year, WBZ has to move out of their old Soldiers Field studios.
I know, isn't that awful?
Historic building, historic studios, they got to get out.
They've been sold. Mm-hmm. I think all those radio stations that are in there will be gone. They've been sold to different companies, and as we see what it really is, that's a travesty. I can remember going into that studio as a kid. I bet all of us, Holland, did you ever go into that studio when there were the best, the jocks that were so famous, that were BZ jocks?
Hallowed ground in the studio on Soldiers Field Road in Boston.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you this, speaking of talk shows, that was the first talk show I ever saw was in that building, I guess, the one you're talking about.
Jerry Williams.
Yep. I was a kid, and I went in, and it was the weirdest thing. I was too young, but, you know, I was just some little kid. I went in there, and he had a huge table that was all set up with covered in clippings of newspapers.
And
it was the weirdest thing before he went on the air. I mean, it was a big table, and it was just covered in newspapers. They were all cut to pieces in the particular stories. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at it, thinking, oh, this is way too heavy for me. I don't want to deal with this. Whatever this
Jerry Williams was one of the forerunners, really the fathers of the talk radio genre.
I remember.
We talked about that earlier in our other hour of broadcasting, how these people don't exist anymore. They don't. They're not Gene Burns. There isn't a Gene Burns. There's no equivalency for Gene Burns or for Jerry Williams or Michael Jackson or, you know, any of the people that were the fathers of this format. They're just not around.
Radio has become a less enticing career path for people because so many shows are national now and there's much less local radio to be the farm team that it used to be. But those voices are still being heard. Where Joe is heard, you know, they've gone to the internet. They're podcasting, they're self-publishing, they're using YouTube. So what we call radio now, lately called audio, isn't just AM and FM anymore.
No. Holland Cook and Bob Klopfenstein, Joe Crummy, who is the host of his own podcast called Evil Thoughts. Yep. As Holland is suggesting, that's where a lot of people who are creative are going because they don't like the lack of creativity that is mandated by these big corporate entities that own the three big companies now that own at least two-thirds of the radio stations in the country. There are still smaller companies, though, that are surviving. I was just talking to a fellow who is part of a group that's buying a radio station in Hawaii. And they all are radio pros and lots of... They're great guys, lots of fun. So there is that element that's still there, but it isn't as pronounced as it was when we all got started. Okay, so
well, when we all got started, aspiring young radio guys in cities you had to name the state after, we would jump in our $500 cars and mm-hmm. drive within earshot of New York or Boston or Dallas or whatever the big city was
to hear
how the big guys did it. Mm-hmm. And the irony of today is that some of the most innovative radio is being done in the smallest markets, which the big companies haven't bought up yet.
Yeah.
And there's still the mom-and-pop owners who did radio well when radio was such a local thing.
Yep. Well, local, the problem, Holland, with that is that people have come to expect that there are no mistakes, that there are no farm. You mentioned the farm team. There isn't a farm team anymore because people, even on the smaller stations, expect it to be a polished, professional presentation, and that wasn't always the case. When all of us were doing our act on these small stations, I started in Tiffin, Ohio, for God's sakes, and worked in every station you could imagine in southern New England. I remember working at WNRI in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, for $1.85
10 miles from my house.
Yeah, where Bob lives now. And where I'm, interestingly enough, the program that I do Monday through Friday is on that station.
That's right.
Now.
Us early on hasn't produced a clip for the Christmas party blooper reel, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bob's got some things, Holland, of mine that are really moldy oldies that that he could have some fun. We could all have some fun. Even with
Ransom.
You were a jock on a couple of really credible radio stations before you went in the talk field, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's where Rush Limbaugh came from. You know, politics.
Yeah, where I came
hobby
from.
Horse.
Right.
He was a disc jockey who understood attention span, mm-hmm. which lately has become an oxymoron. And getting into TV will really humble you because we live in fear of the clicker.
Yeah.
So it's still about doing a good show.
Yeah, it really is. But moving it along. And speaking of moving it along, we're going to go through the stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine for this week, the week of November 20th to the 24th. And we'll all have our say about some of these issues that are here. Michael Harrison is off, back again next week. He's not looking for a job, nor am I looking for somebody to replace him. But I'm happy to have Bob and Holland here, along with Joe, to represent the thinking from different points of view and different experiences, because that's really what the mainstay is of conversation radio today, or if it isn't, it ought to be. Meanwhile, for those of you who are looking for a job, end of the year, not happy with your job, not happy with the digs, I would suggest you put your CV, curriculum vitae, isn't that how they pronounce it? Curriculum vitae? Vitae? Yeah, no, it's vitae. Your resume online at ziprecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is so different from the other job sites that you can. I mean, they're all they're good. They become very much a part of Americana, as everything is that's on the net. But in this circumstance, you post the desired position, you post your credentials, and it gets matched. If you're a candidate for a job, somebody's looking for what you've got, they'll find you using the tools that have been set up by the software at ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com puts the smart matching technology to work by matching you to a potential employer in just hours. After a job is posted, you'll be put into the match routine. Then the person who's doing the hiring can see you, compare you to other candidates, and if you're the right one, it will find you, they will find you, and you'll have a new job. How about that? For excitement. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get great quality candidates right away, because the software goes out and finds the people and brings them to the table, if you will. ZipRecruiter is by far the smartest way for you to hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV in order to use ZipRecruiter without cost. Yep, it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, please. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, children in schools across the nation are learning about how the first pilgrims relied on Native Americans to survive their first year. The members of tribes indigenous to this land taught the new settlers many things, including how to grow food and identify toxic plants.
Today, there's still a lot we can learn from Native American tribes. Did you know that there are about 150 tribal courts across the United States? Unlike state and federal courts that use an adversarial system to resolve disputes, many tribal courts use a different approach. Legal experts describe it as a holistic philosophy that focuses not just on punishment and providing victims with payment, but on bringing harmony and peace to the community. Let's be fair. In recent years, U.S. courts have actually adopted some of this philosophy by promoting alternatives to litigation, like mediation and arbitration. This Thanksgiving, learn how alternative dispute resolution often leaves people thankful they ditched their lawsuit and tried something new. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
17 after the hour, talk radio countdown show. Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen. Here's the list. At number 10, the continuing anthem protests, and what a bunch of nonsense that is. Number 9, David Cassidy dies as Charles Manson croaks. I think that's a better way of referencing Manson. The Trump feuds, this time with Ball. What a waste of time. The AT&T Time Warner merger, net neutrality is number 6, the Trump-Russia investigation, more red herrings, number 5, North Korea named on the terror list, what have they been waiting for? Number 4, the GOP tax plan, number 3, sexual misconduct allegations, number 2, and Roy Moore, he should get the Turkey of the Year award, because that's what he is, in my opinion. That's number 1. I think that's a miss. If Michael were here, I'd argue with him about that. The people list, Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell at number 10. Manson at 9. David Cassidy at 8. LeVar Ball at 7. Larry Nassar at 6. John Conyers, who will be retiring soon, at 5. Joining the old Letch's Club. Charlie Rose is already in the old Letch's Club. He's number 4. Al Franken may be a member of that. It depends on what continues to be the focus of the people who are naysayers. Roy Moore, another old lech, number 2, and Donald Trump. I don't know where he is on that list, but he's on this list at number 1, as usual. So, the LeVar Ball and Trump, is that worth any time, gentlemen?
It's sobering that the President of the United States, on a day when we give thanks, is so needy that he needs to be given thanks, and that he takes the bait and prolongs these feuds in public. And sometimes the conspiracy theorist in me wonders, is it a diversion? Doesn't he want me paying attention to while he's doing this? And as he was doing this, Mueller's investigation broke ranks with apparently General Kelly's about to flip. So there's always that going on. But even if it wasn't, what do these tweets tell when translated into other languages and other cultures where world leaders are measuring this president? I don't think it speaks well of us.
Well, it doesn't, but there's something deeper. It isn't. We tend to be so surface focused. There's something much deeper than that with Trump and his being that is troubled itself. And that's something that not many people want to get into. 21 after the hour.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And change after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not here. Instead, Holland Cook, Talk Radio Consultant. Say it again, Doug. Talk Radio Money Consultant. Bob Kay, who is a Talk Radio Manager. Joe Crummy, Talk Radio Veteran. I'm Doug Steffen. We've all been on the air. If we were to add up the years that collectively we have been in the business, why? I'm betting that we come close to 200 years of experience. Yeah. With these voices. Ah, yes.
Yeah, wow. Right. How many of us are there right now? There's 80 of us on the air right now.
Oh, yeah, right.
So what does 23 and change mean?
23 and change means that that's an old radio. We were talking about our backgrounds, and Holland said accurately, Limbaugh used to be, as a matter of fact, he used a different name. I was trying to remember as you were talking about that, what he used. It was a, I want to say Christie, Jason or Jeffrey. It? What was it?
Jeff Christie.
Christie, that was it. Yeah.
Jeff Christie. Was Christie.
He used as a jock. But he
we
was
all
a
like
newsman.
Those three-syllable names.
But he was also a newsman. And after the newscasts were over, I think it was KCMO in Kansas where he was notorious for this, he would comment. And the boss of the station said, well, shut the hell up. What do you? We don't care what you think about the news. And he'd always get himself trouble and fired. And that's when he sort of changed his stripes, ended up on a station in Sacramento, and the rest, as they say, is history. There's not a lot of that stuff going on now. We don't have a lot of unique voices. And I think if we did, we wouldn't have necessarily these stories as the predictable. I think, Holland, you were saying, and Bob, maybe you'd weigh in on this. Take us into the back room, Holland and Bob. And maybe, Joe, your experiences of being taken to the woodshed, being off the track or whatever, even though you're a great host, I'm sure there were people who told you that you shouldn't have done whatever it is that you just did. So
I was always being told to shut up.
Well, that's understandable.
I did it all the time, right?
Shut up, right?
Well, you did, Bob. Take us into the back room where you're talking to one of the talents that work on your radio station. What are you telling him or her?
Well, hopefully you've hired this person not because they just do the mechanics well, that they've got something unique to say. Case in point, you know, Joe certainly is a unique-sounding talk show host. But like Larry Elder is a guy that we found in Cleveland. He was an attorney. And Dennis Prager somehow knew him, a talk show host on Salem Radio, and say, we ought to bring this guy out.
He was at KBC at the time. You were running KBC at the time.
Right. So we brought Larry out and tried him. We thought, gee, the time is right for something like this. And the station was totally liberal. And I'm going to take point with you, Doug. You said at one time that Rush Limbaugh really was the founder. He wasn't the founder of talk radio. He was current talk radio.
I should have put
He was
way.
The founder of conservative radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody was liberal for the most part on talk radio before Rush Limbaugh came along. And then he started saying outrageous things that nobody had ever said before. And radio stations would get complaints about. And so all of a sudden, a star is born. Okay,
yeah.
Is it still that fresh today? No.
Someone
else will come along. I had Alan Berg in Denver, who was just off the wall, and
he got killed because of it.
He was liberal, but yet he was just the sweetest, kindest guy off the air, but knew how to entertain and rile up his listeners and get them angry. I mean, I used to get death threats because I put him on the radio station.
The skinheads murdered him.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I was working at that.
I later went to work at a radio station not too far from where they were.
But you were one of those who let people be themselves. And that was, by the time I got to KBC, the interesting die had been cast. But you're right, now that I think about it, pretty much everybody was there except for Dennis and Larry were liberals. Certainly Minyard, who was on the morning, was. But it's interesting. Holland, I want to get your perspective on this as we continue in the next half hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Before after the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show without Michael Harrison in his place. Consultant Holland Cook is here, talk radio consultant and host. He's actually doing a television program now.
Yes, we're on RT America Friday nights at 9 and 10:30 Eastern.
Yeah, look for him to be on Monday through Friday soon. Bob Kay, Bob Klopfenstein, who in many ways is a mentor of mine. He is older than I am, so it does stand to reason, yes, that he would have things to say that were more mature than perhaps my approach from time to time.
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Juvenile approach, of course.
Yeah. No. Listen to Joe talk about juvenile approaches to things. Hey, Joe had his Evil Thoughts podcast, yes, and he does have a juvenile approach to things, but a lot of the issues are pretty juvenile as well. So I'm trying to pick out from the list of stories that we have this week, things that we can actually have a disagreement on that has some teeth to it.
How's that working for you?
And not well, frankly. I don't see anything here. You know what? More than anything else, what affects, in my wheelhouse, Bob probably listens. There are two people that listen to pretty much every word that I say on the air. Bob is one of them. The other is a female person who is closely associated with me. Not for the same reasons, although she's become a fairly interesting observer of what it is that we do on the radio from having listened to me for the past 5 or 6 years pretty much incessantly. And so the idea of talking about people and their accomplishments, David Cassidy and his interesting life, and Charles Manson and his horror packed life. I said, I think on the air, I think Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, somebody must have loved Charles Manson. And then after that, I think we had a discussion about the women who marry men who are in prison. Why in the name of God would any woman be attracted to somebody like Charles Manson and want to marry them? And it was became an interesting study on personality. But think about it. Why would you do that? What is there that's missing in somebody who would become interested in a guy like Charles Manson and want to marry him?
Financial gain.
Mm-hmm. You think that's all it is? I'm
well,
married
the,
to Charles Manson.
Rights to the story may or may not have value. Does the guy own real estate somewhere? Has he got an estate? I suspect it's not romantic.
No way. No way. That's possible. But the reason I think somebody would want to marry him would be the same reason they would want to be one of his devotees in the first place. That's
yes,
probably
smitten.
Why.
Right.
Right. You know, you think, well, here's a guy he's misunderstood, right, probably. And, he's powerful because he's the center of attention. You understand that, too, as well. And you're buying what he's selling.
I'm not buying what he's selling, but that's
I understand that. Me neither.
Right.
I'm not buying it either.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think it's so much about, you know, the money, but Holland does, he's close when he talks about the fact that they have assets. And that's what the women are interested in. And I'm going to open up a huge can of worms here by saying, and dragging David Cassidy into it, women are attracted to powerful men. And in this, all of this sexual harassment stuff, like I'm going to open up a big can here and everybody's going to jump on me. But all of this, it's going to bump up against that politically correct thing. And the thing is that a lot of women, or not a lot, but there are women who are attracted to powerful men. That is a fact, and that is not going to change no matter how we do this.
You just put your finger on something that I think is going to be profound with Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein. We're told that there are nude pictures of Texas Congressman Joe Barton on the internet. Yuck.
I can't unsee those.
Newspapers in Detroit say John Conyers should resign. You know what the silver lining is going to be in all of this? Is for the last dozen or so years, the manners, the civility that were imprinted upon us by our parents has been dissed as quote-unquote political correctness. Maybe this is a big self-correction and that the pendulum is swinging back toward an appreciation for manners and civility because this cascade of misbehavior that we're being regaled with. You know, where is Al Franken? He's spent his entire life in front of the cameras and microphones, and anybody ought to be comfortable reciting, you know, facing the public, the statement that instead he's hiding behind online. It begs the question, is there more? So I think some good's going to come of this because after we've been dazed by all of these revelations, I think what comes out of this is, can't we be better behaved? You know, maybe this whole notion of political correctness has been a ripoff.
A ripoff. Wow. Political
manners have been dashed for so long that this stuff has ensued.
Okay.
Throw something else in the ring
please.
Here on,
yeah,
on Charles Manson?
Yeah,
I think part of Charles Manson's intrigue could be the suspense and the fear of the possibility of this guy. He's dangerous. You don't know what he's going to do next. Who goes to see all of the slasher hacker films? It's not men.
No.
It's women. That's who they make those
films would have been
for.
Great on talk radio.
Yes,
what
he would have been.
You know, what next?
You know, you just said something, Bob. It's very compelling, very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you.
The observation that women go to these hacker slasher movies and to the horror movies in general. I hadn't really thought about that.
It's come through the years. Remember the old song? Women like the leader of the pack. They got danger, the thrill of the threat of something happening.
Forbidden fruit.
There you go.
Who did? The Shangri-Las did that, right? Leader of the pack?
I think so.
The leader of the pack.
We saw them the other night.
The Shangri-Las? Yeah. Did we? No, they weren't.
No, no, it was the Shirelles.
The Shirelles.
Yeah. I think it's about power, though, too, as well. I mean, yeah. We were talking about David Cassidy. Don't you think back in the day, in 1971, David Cassidy in Hollywood would have had his way with anybody he wanted, and it wouldn't have been sexual harassment. He could have grabbed him by the thong or whatever it was, and most of the time it would have been just fine.
They would have lined up for it. He was the teen idol. By the way, fun fact, the Partridge Family was based upon which real-life singing family?
Cowsills.
Yeah, that's right, the Cowsills, who apparently didn't test well.
We talked about, someone talked a little bit ago about, you know, why aren't we hearing these allegations in radio? Well, I'm here to tell you today, having been in radio for many years, it goes on as much in radio as it does in motion pictures and any other part of the entertainment industry. But radio is small potatoes as far as people see in the general public eye. You know, they want the bigger meat, which is motion pictures and television.
Isn't that, think about that for a second. It is. Well, let's think about it for a couple of seconds while I do something.
Yeah, let's move
bring
on.
Bring a couple of bucks through the door here. 43 past the hour. This week's Talk Radio Review, courtesy of Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy. I'm Doug Steffen. With a focus, Holland will love this because he's Mr. Techie. Have you examined Vivint smart home systems, Mr. Techie? That could be your claim. You could be Mr. Techie. Bob's pretty good at it, but I think Holland really has mastered skills. He really
He's my mentor.
Smart home is acres and acres at the massive, mind-boggling Consumer Electronics Show.
Isn't that? That comes up fairly soon. Isn't that right after?
In January,
Yeah, right. So we'll see you, Holland, checking out Vivint Smart Home. A lot of other people will do that as well, as they're up and coming in the provider world. They want to make your home smarter. They want to make your life easier, and they can do it. They can deliver the doorbell cameras. Imagine somebody ringing the bell, and you go to your iPhone, and you can see who's at the door, even if you're not home. How about them apples? And when you go away, whether you're on a vacation or you're going to work in the morning, you leave the house, set the thermostat at 50 degrees this time of year, and on your way back home, you use your smartphone to set the temperature back up to 65 or whatever it is, so the home is nice and warm and cozy when you get there, but during the day you haven't wasted a lot of money heating or in the summertime cooling the house. It's nothing but practical sense. So there are a lot of different reasons. If you go to the DJV show website, you can see the banner ad for Vivint Smart Home Technology. Look it over, check it out, and then do yourself a favor. Get the people from Vivint to come to your home, give you an appraisal, an assessment, and you'll find out how easy it is to get into this and how wonderfully well it will suit your lifestyle. That's Vivint Home Systems. The smart home of the future is here now. Call 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. Yep, the smart home of the future is at your doorstep now. Call Vivint Smart Home and unlock the door. 855-718-6167.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, children in schools across the nation are learning about how the first pilgrims relied on Native Americans to survive their first year. The members of tribes indigenous to this land taught the new settlers many things, including how to grow food and identify toxic plants. Today, there's still a lot we can learn from Native American tribes.
Did you know that there are about 150 tribal courts across the United States? Unlike state and federal courts that use an adversarial system to resolve disputes, many tribal courts use a different approach. Legal experts describe it as a holistic philosophy that focuses not just on punishment and providing victims with payment, but on bringing harmony and peace to the community. Let's be fair. In recent years, U.S. courts have actually adopted some of this philosophy by promoting alternatives to litigation, like mediation and arbitration. This Thanksgiving, learn how alternative dispute resolution often leaves people thankful they ditched their lawsuit and tried something new. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Stepping on the scale is often one of the first things we do when visiting the doctor. Now, most of us would probably be happy if our weigh-in shows a loss, but for others, it could be a red flag.
As a geriatrician, I take care of older adults. That can oftentimes mean a sign or a marker for something going very wrong. It could be people starting to have memory loss would be one possibility.
Or it could be an adverse reaction to medication, a heart issue, or even cancer. Dr. Paul Takahashi says another reason for weight loss is when older folks lose their sense of smell. When food doesn't smell appetizing, you're less inclined to eat. Now, some of that lost sense of smell can just be attributed to age, but
when a lot of neurologic illnesses like Parkinson's disease and dementia, Alzheimer's disease, that's a natural part of people losing their sense of smell. So that's kind of, again, another tip that something is going on.
And possibly something that needs to be looked into. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
We have tried something new on the countdown today, having Holland Cook, who's not been on this program, I don't think, before. Bob Kay has not been here. Joe Crummy putting all of us together. Michael Harrison probably back in the fold next week. He's a grandfather, and he's taking a great deal. Michael's not the kind of guy, we all know him well, who will talk a lot about himself or his family. He and I have more of those conversations because we have a different sort of relationship. But he's so pleased with this is the first time, and we identify with that because I'm a first time and probably only time grandfather, unless my son gets to work. But Michael he's got one son, Matthew, and we all know him because he works with talkers as well. And he's got his new baby, and he's all over it. He's just having a great time already.
You know what? That is the first time someone has ever been reproductively shamed.
How do you mean?
You were talking about your son. You were talking about your son. You reproductively shamed him.
My son is not married, and he and I have been exploring. He'd been discussing with me for the past couple of months having a surrogate to have a child with. And it's an interesting. When he first came to me with the idea, I thought, wow, that'd be pretty interesting.
How much does he have to spend?
Well, it'll cost a few bucks, and that's why he was talking to me. Why do you think he was having a conversation with me?
Well, I'll talk to you directly. I understand guys can conceive now, so, I mean, I'm open.
Guys can conceive? Yeah. You want to get in on it?
Well, I guess what you do is you plant it in me. Isn't that true?
I don't know. I don't know. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For the right price. So.
That Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger were in about twins? Was that twins?
Hmm.
The Schwarzenegger movie where he got pregnant and had a baby? Don't you remember that movie? Come on. You guys don't remember that movie?
And such a classic.
And the countdown continues, right? There's Holland bringing us back in. But see, these are the kind of conversations that Michael and I have all the time, Holland.
Yeah.
Getting off onto
I love it.
Some of the things that are not necessarily a part of these lists, because the lists become pedantic. We'd have the same conversation every week because it's the same stuff every week, and that's my
is on the list this week is likely to vault to number one next week is this net neutrality thing.
Yes, yeah.
That is going to be marching in the street material in a week or so because we're also dependent on it. A lot of people hearing this show right now are listening on the internet,
right? And they didn't know this was going on. I think you're right about that. I think this is a rally. This is perhaps the first time there will be a real, in the Trump administration, a real challenge to the authority that they have taken. I think there's going to be a lot of people, and for good reason, too, by the way, because this is something that both sides agree on. And especially I have a show I do called The American Family Farmer. This is going to wreak havoc with rural America like you wouldn't believe. So it's something to watch. I think you're right, Holland. So maybe I'll have you come back again next week to talk about it with Michael and me. Thanks to Holland Cook and Bob Kay and to Joe Crummy on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 10 before the hour.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy. One of the things that is a part of the general conversation on good entertaining talk radio programs is the entertainment world, television, movies, the changes in our preferences. We were talking about the net neutrality issue. How will that impact Netflix and Amazon and all these other outfits that are trying to do movies and TV shows? The download reality is that we all watch. I became a fan of House of Cards, which is now going away because of Spacey and his conduct. But wasn't that the watershed? Wasn't that how it all started with Netflix, really? People going,
yeah, the original programming that has got HBO and the network sitting up straight.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that is a part of conversation, there is all of this gossip stuff that has become sort of is leaking into conversation radio, the stuff from E! Entertainment Television and the business that you get from watching what's-his-face on TJX or TMZ or whatever.
TMZ there, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so as part of that, I think some of us waft off into conversations. I was talking about a couple of movies that I've seen this week. There's a trailer floating around for a movie featuring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. Steven Spielberg has created The Post, which
as in
deals
the Washington Post.
Yeah. So what's your read on that, if you'll pardon the pun again, Holland?
Well, you're going to see the trailer if you go to the movies this weekend. Tom Hanks is legendary Post editor Ben Bradley, and Meryl Streep is a dead ringer for Katharine Graham.
Yeah.
Like when she channeled Margaret Thatcher, she has become Katharine Graham, and it's all about the Pentagon Papers. And this comes on the heels of a movie that I think came and went. I missed it, but it was Liam Neeson as Mark Felt, who late in life came out as Deep Throat during Watergate.
Yep.
So in a year, we've had a couple of different movies where somebody off in soft focus in the background is doing Richard Nixon.
Yep, right, on a phone. Sort of, it sounds like a phone.
And but that trailer for The Post looks riveting.
Powerful.
And it was a chapter a generation ago that is going to be new to anybody, maybe even in their 40s, who was not politically aware during the Vietnam War.
Do we have anybody anywhere who's like these guys? You hear Walter Cronkite's voice in the trailer as well as part of the scene at the time. But think about the only thing I've... it's interesting because as we look at some of the sexual misconduct allegations, apparently Peter Jennings, who was the anchor, the main anchor for many years at ABC, was a kind of a bad actor, it would seem. Lech, the stories that have come out about him after the fact. But the people that you hear discussing these things, they say, oh, well, it was part of, you know, it's what everybody expected. Now, all those people are gone. Charlie Rose is gone. And are there others? I mean, who's left that's an iconic figure that comes to me? George Stephanopoulos, he doesn't have the stature that those other guys did, those early guys.
You know, when you talk about the kind of journalism from Watergate or the Pentagon Papers, breaking the big story, I continue to be impressed by Rachel Maddow, who must have a huge staff, and the phone must be ringing off the wall because things like that old Donald Trump tax return just show up on her show.
Yeah.
They seem to be digging in the old school TV journalism way that people hark back to nostalgically when you say Uncle Walter.
But the difference between that and this is that you never knew what Walter Cronkite's politics. You sort of, you may have said, and at the end we all knew what his politics were, but you didn't know what Peter Jennings, you didn't know what Huntley and Brinkley's politics were, you didn't know what these guys who were household names, you didn't know what their politics were. With
You'd
Rachel,
like to think they were playing it straight, huh?
Yeah, right. And with Rachel, there's no pretense because MSNBC is left of center. She is as well. But I agree with you. She's very smart and comes across well most of the time. And so in that circumstance, that's the new age, apparently. That's where it go. It doesn't go down the road of credibility. It just goes down the road of gotcha. And there's a big, big difference. And I don't know whether radio is... people on the radio are trying to be that or not, but it is a different time, that's for sure. And you guys have represented the change well. Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy, thank you for being here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.